Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer and I'll be moderating this session, where we will be jumping back into the screwball comedies of the 1930s and 40s with the Mauer Productions presentation of A Little Murder Never Hurt Anybody, being presented at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. The drawing room comedy, written by Ron Bernis, follows a year in the life of the well-to-do Perry family, and it all starts New Year's Eve at the Perry Mansion. The family matriarch, Julia Perry, has a problem. Her bumbling husband, Matthew, has made it his New Year's resolution to murder her before the year is out. She vows to stay alive for her daughter Bunny's upcoming wedding to the dashing Donald. So let the games begin as the hilarious year-long battle of wits ensues. But while Julia dodges Matthew's feeble attempts, friends and staff start mysteriously dying all around them. Will Donald and Bunny get married? Will Plotnick, the detective with the loose screw, be able to solve the case? And did the butler do it? Is this murder most foul or most fouled up? With me here to talk about the MP On Stage production are director Diana Mauer and Jennifer Barron, Peter Bisguer, Megan Chereau, Justin Mancini, Fred Bartlett, and John Pinto. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so we're going to start with you, Diana. Little Murder Never Hurt Anybody. Why did you want to do this show?
I saw it a few years ago with my daughter, and we were on the floor laughing. We enjoyed it so much, and I thought, this is something I really need to bring to the Kelsey stage. And I put together what I think is an amazing cast, and it will be a great show, and everybody should come out and see it.
Was there anything in particular that drew you to this show, though?
I like the dynamic between Matthew and Julia, because it shows that even after having been married for quite a few years, they can still bring spark back into their lives, even if they don't realize it. I also love Plotnick. I think he's a hilarious character. He's one of my favorite characters in the show. And we're going to have a lot of fun torturing poor John, who's John Pinto, who's playing Plotnick.
Okay, so the two main characters that run this whole thing, Julia and Matthew Perry. We have them with us today. Jennifer, you played Julia, the long-suffering wife of Matthew. Tell us something about Julia.
Julia's pretty content in her life. She busies herself, as you would expect a well-to-do woman, to maintain her social connections and such. But I think she has a real soft spot and fondness for her husband, despite his evident shortcomings.
I'm not getting personal here now.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he's very sweet and charming in his own way. And she sees, I think, a side of him that might be lost on some other folks at first blush.
Now, the show itself is being done in the style of the 1930s and 40s screwball comedies. Is there anything specific? Like, did you go out and look at those kind of shows to see the style? Did you just start to work with it?
I think we sort of just dove right in, but being cognizant of that time frame, both in vernacular and how you would behave physically as well.
Okay, well, let's move over to the sharpest knife in the drawer, Matthew. Peter,
yes.
You play Matthew in the
yes,
show.
Yes, I do.
Tell us something about Matthew.
He's brilliant.
in his mind.
He is a wealthy man. His life is very comfortable. And he sees that, I think he's a little bored with his life as he sees a friend of his whose wife has recently passed away having worlds of fun now that she's gone. And I think he's a little jealous of the adventure that his friend is now on. It's not that he doesn't love his wife. I think he just sees a brighter world without her. And comes to realize, I think, not to ruin anything, that what he has is more than sort of what's out there. But he kills many people on the way to that. That reality. Exactly.
But he kills them with a childlike innocence.
Yes,
right?
But he doesn't mean to.
Does he apologize for it?
No, doesn't apologize for it. I think it's, you know, he just chalks it up to another mistake.
Like a
sure, you know, and I think it's more of a frustration. Yeah. It becomes a battle of wits between Matthew and Julia, and as it has been said prior to this, Matthew is not the fiercest competitor in the battle of wits. But it's fun. It's fun to play somebody who doesn't quite get it all the time.
Third Perry on stage is your daughter Bunny, who's played by Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
And you get to play Bunny. Now, what's the line in the show you get your looks from and your, what's that?
I get my brains from my daddy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So what's it like playing Bunny?
You know, it's a lot of fun. There's this hilarious plot. Matthew is trying to murder Julia, and it just completely goes over Bunny's head, which is a real treat to be able to play on stage because Bunny is just sort of walking around with her head in the clouds. And it's a lot of fun to get in her head, although there isn't much in it.
It's not just in the clouds. It's also in the wedding magazines and books.
Of course, yeah.
Because the entire show, you're doing nothing but planning your wedding.
Mm-hmm. Bunny is very concerned with her looks and with her husband and with her wedding, as any woman of the time. And it's a lot of fun.
Is there anything that was a specific challenge in doing that?
Well, I'm not getting married anytime soon, to my knowledge. So maybe it's just sort of something that's far away for me, I guess. A little bit difficult to grasp, planning a wedding.
Okay. And being stupid.
Well, we didn't want to say it quite that way.
All right, she's not stupid. She's innocent.
She's innocent, and she's
innocent
she's
of brains.
Naive.
Tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
There are some
dumb,
PG-13 though. Sections of this show.
It's fun playing dumb because you live very much in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a planner and a plotter, so your brain isn't really functioning. You know, I just try and live in just the second. Whatever someone says to me. The other day, John sort of chugged me on the shoulder during his scene, and it really hurt and made me mad. And, you know, it just lived right there. It didn't hurt at all. My whole scene at that point just became about, ow, why did he punch me? You know, it's very singularly focused.
Now, the fourth resident of the Perry household is the butler, Buttram, played by Fred Bartlett. Hello, Fred.
Hi.
So tell us something about Buttram.
Well, Buttram is the sharpest knife in the drawer. Even though he's a lowly butler, he is clearly the smartest one in the house. Mm-hmm. But this is what makes him a challenge. In a comedy like this, he has a deep, dark, moving, wrenching secret that he tries desperately to hide throughout the entire show, more or less.
Desperately.
Desperately.
Yeah.
He desperately hides it on his shirt sleeve.
Now we're not going to ask the specific question. Did the butler do it? But is there anything specific about Buttram that you really like when you're going out there and playing him?
I like his subtle digs, especially at Matthew, who of course never gets them.
Of course.
Something he passed on to Bunny.
Okay, and we have the newest member of the family, which is Bunny's fiancé, Donald, who's played by Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Tell us something about Donald.
Oh, well,
or the Donald, as we like
to
call him.
Yes, Donald. Well, he's nothing like that Donald, but he's kind of like, he's kind of this up-and-comer. He's sort of like coming into the world, and he, as a shyster, as Plotnick puts it, you know, he loves Bunny, and he's very genuine about it, but he's also very oblivious, which I like sort of playing up. He sort of exists in this world where you know, oh, everything's lovey-dovey and everything works out, you know, everything is wonderful and romantic, and you know, sometimes that kind of blinds him, and he jumps to conclusions a lot. He, you know, sort of gets lost in this mess of a family.
So he fits right in with the family, is what you're trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, basically.
He's quite sweet.
Yeah.
He's kind of the most romantic of all the people in the group. Some of the things that he comes up with when he says to Bunny is very, very sweet.
Yeah.
He gets her.
Yeah, he gets her.
And he accepts her for who she is.
Yeah, true.
And he's sort of come to, you know, get sort of used to her questionable intelligence at this point.
Bunny-isms.
And he likes her. He genuinely likes her, and I guess that's something good. But he's also like sort of gets caught in the web of this mystery, and he's trying to figure out who, you know, who's killing all these people, and sort of jumps to conclusions. So in a way, he's sort of stupid in a way, but it's more like oblivious. So it's this nice balance, I guess.
Okay, well, on the outside of this family, but trying to work his way in, is the character of Plotnik, played by John Pinto. So he's the hard-boiled detective, huh?
No. He is the soft-boiled detective. He is, I would describe him as fiercely incompetent. Of course, he thinks he is, you know, Ellery Queen. However, the only thing he really has going for him is that he has managed to assume into his personality every single cliche from every single old bad detective movie. And he lives that persona. I think deep down he's a really nice guy, but he's just got to get through so much baggage he's hung all over himself. But he really is deep down a really sweet man. Just somebody has to straighten him out one day.
With a 2x4.
Yeah, before he hurts somebody.
Forbidden from watching anything.
Yes, right.
Anymore.
Now, the thing about this show is that it is a comedy, but it is also a mystery. There is, even though it's hard to say, you don't want to give everything away, but everybody's led in certain directions, and they're not always what you think they are, even though they seem obvious just for the comedy aspect of it. Has any of that, you know, like, become an issue when you're trying to work this out, or is it just like part of the fun?
I would say it's just part of the fun. You know, we find out later in the show what happened, obviously, and we can't say now, or else there's no point in coming to see it. But it's just it's a lot of fun, and I think once the characters develop to the end, you'll see that not everybody is quite what they say they are or who they say they are, with the exception of maybe Bunny. She's pretty much the same person for that.
Well, I think that following up on Diane's comments about the plotting, I think it's summed up by Plotnik has one line toward the end of the play is, I don't know what the hell's going on. And I think that is applicable to just about everybody in the cast at that moment.
Well, especially Bunny.
Yeah. Especially Bunny, but I think except Julia.
Yes, yes.
I think Julia pretty much knows everything from the get-go. She's always one step ahead of Matthew. She's always one step ahead of Matthew. And she kind of brings it all together in the end, and everybody sees that, of all the knives in the drawer, she really knows.
Yes.
Her stuff.
Well, she is the matriarch. That's their job.
That's true.
In my house, anyway.
So, after a little murder, what does Onstage have coming up?
I wish I could tell you. Unfortunately, due to issues beyond our control, we're not allowed to say, but it will be a lot of fun. It is a Tony Award-winning show, a musical, and we'll be able to announce it in November.
Ah, another mystery. So what would that be like, November 15th?
Exactly.
Ah, for the big announcement. I see.
Can I ask one question about it?
Sure.
Is the whole cast human?
Not quite. Mm.
But you can say that about just about any actor. Okay, well, if you're interested in seeing A Little Murder Never Hurt Anybody, it'll be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will begin on November 2nd and run through November 11th. Tickets are $16 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Diana Maurer, Jennifer Barron, Peter Bisguer, Megan Shiro, Justin Mancini, Fred Bartlett, and John Pinto for joining me today.
Thank you
very much.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.